This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The practice of testing wastewater to help protect human health is expanding. In the pandemic, researchers began tracking the COVID-19 virus in sewer systems. Now, Denver will soon use the same technique to detect fentanyl and other substances. The city's Marie Curran says samples will be collected and shipped to a company to test for a variety of things.
Fentanyl, xylazine, cocaine, methamphetamine, and the metabolite of nicotine.
Funding for the program comes from the state's opioid settlement money. Former Colorado Rockies player Todd Helton was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame yesterday. In a speech, Helton reflected on playing and living for his whole 17-year career with the Rockies.
And for 17 years, Denver, Colorado, and the Rockies were a perfect fit for me. The people, the lifestyle, the natural beauty of the state, I was happy to call it home.
Helton joins three other former Rocky players or managers in the Hall of Fame. The last was Larry Walker in 2020. The state's air quality is expected to be poor this week, with wildfire smoke blowing in from Oregon, Washington, and Canada. Officials say the Front Range will be mostly impacted by both the smoky air and higher levels of ozone. Sensitive groups, especially those with respiratory illnesses and older and younger residents, are recommended to stay inside and avoid strenuous outdoor activity until the air quality advisory is lifted. Meanwhile, temps will get hotter over the coming week, with highs in Denver on Thursday around 97 degrees, and in Grand Junction on Thursday, look for a high of 102 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.